On Brown University Week, the last thing a kid wants to do is wake up for school. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary A. Karskaden, professor of psychiatry and human behavior, explores the science of kids, school, and sleep.
Many parents become aware of their child's changing sleep patterns during early adolescence. We have identified a perfect storm of biological, psychological, and societal factors that contribute to these changes. First, sleep biology changes in two ways. A delay in the daily biological rhythm produces a push for sleep to occur later. A slower buildup of sleep pressure during the day makes it easier to stay awake longer. Second, socially imposed school bells often demand earlier rise times for adolescents than for younger children, which amplifies the impact of the biological factors by reducing time for sleep. Finally, psychosocial factors during adolescent development, including a withdrawal of parental guidance around setting bedtime, a growing tendency for teens to exert autonomy, and social pressure to engage in activities accessible through electronic media, conspire to staying up later. We recently had the opportunity to check in with middle school and high school students about their sleep patterns during the height of COVID-19. Adolescents who had school at fixed times generally reported more sleep if they were attending school remotely than when in person, when we controlled for the timing of first period. We also saw that such a regular routine, whether school was in person or remote, was associated with less depressed mood. Further, teens who had at least one day per week in person at school reported lower symptoms of anxious and depressed mood, especially if they also reported getting more sleep. In summary, school experiences during COVID-19 impact adolescents in many ways, some of which affected their sleep and behavioral health.
That was Mary A. Karskaden of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.